Welcome to the home of Blood, Sweat, and Words, a podcast that empowers writers. My name is Joanne Carson. I'm a fiction and nonfiction author, blogger, and podcaster, and I'm trying to make sense of the writing world today. My weekly show is current, relevant, and above all, honest. Join me, and we'll talk it to the bone. That's what Blood, Sweat, and Words is all about. This is episode 22, and I'm talking with the amazing Sandra Wickham today. And I say amazing because she has so much on her plate, and she manages it all so well. Hi, Sandra.
Hi, thanks so much for having me. I think I have you fooled, I think.
You have a lot of us fooled then, because honestly, I can't believe how much you manage.
Well, thank you.
Before we get on to the bookie stuff, tell us about your black belt and fitness background.
Oh, sure. I actually started off in fitness a long time ago. I competed for 10 years in fitness for those in the professional ranks in the IFBB. And what fitness is, basically a quick summary, is we get judged on our physique in a physique round. And then we also did a fitness routine that was like gymnastics and endurance and one-arm push-ups and splits and crazy stuff like that. So I did that for a very long time. When I came to retire from that, I knew I could kick myself in the head, and I kind of wanted to see if I could kick someone else in the head. And it turns out I could. So I did martial arts from, I think in 2008 I started, and I got my black belt in 2013. Our dojo is a mixed martial arts dojo, mostly taekwondo. If someone saw me fighting, they'd probably say that was taekwondo, but we put all kinds of forms into it. And I did that. I took a break when I had my son, and then I went back, and then now I'm on a bit of a break again. So that was a great experience. The martial arts brought a lot more to my training, and I also got to use what I already had from the fitness competing. So I had lots of core strength and flexibility, so they really worked well together.
So how did you go from that to your what you're doing in the book world?
Well, I was always a writer and always a reader. I wrote my first novel when I was 9 years old, as we do, right? So yeah, I was always a reader, always a writer. But actually, I hate to say this, but my English degree kind of turned me off of writing and reading, because for 4 years, I was forced to read so much stuff, some that I didn't really want to read, right? And had to write so much, like so many essays and papers and everything, that I kind of, after university, I was like, ugh, I'm done. But I did get back into it. And unfortunately, when you're competing and you're on a super low carb diet and you're training really hard, it's hard to think clearly. So I wasn't going to do any writing at that point. So once I retired from competing, I started writing again. And I decided, I wrote a short story, I submitted it, and it got accepted in, I sent it to Nancy Kilpatrick, and it ended up in Evolve, which is a story, an anthology about vampires.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was a really great experience. They launched it in Brighton, England. Oh. And I went. It was the World Horror Convention.
Oh, that's so perfect. And you went?
I did. I went. It was fabulous. It was so great. And actually, I got to sign autographs sitting beside one of my favorite authors, Kelly Armstrong, who I will talk. We'll talk about again later.
That's amazing.
Fun.
So, what? When was this?
Oh my goodness, that was a long time ago. That was 2009, 2010-ish. Okay. I hate to say that, because sure.
Well, going to the World Horror Convention, I mean, that alone, but to also be featured in a book, that's really cool. So are you writing much nowadays? Or
I am, as much as I can. I have a lot of things I am juggling, like you said, but I do. I have two novels that I'm editing right now. Somehow, I did NaNoWriMo 2 years in a row. And I finished those novels, but now I'm editing those. So I'm finding myself now with two novels that I'm editing at the same time, kind of. And I also am co-writing a novel with an author from Winnipeg, Chadwick Ginther. Mm-hmm. We are writing a novel together, and we're also at the editing stage now. We've done our first draft, so I'm definitely up to my eyeballs in editing right now.
Oh, my goodness, it's like triple hell. You're a sucker for punishment. That is hard. Yeah. But it'll be great because you'll have three new creations coming out. Now, I met you at the Creative Ink Festival, 2 or 3 years ago. Can you tell us about the Creative Ink Festival?
I certainly can. It's a 3-day literary festival for writers and readers. We have presentations and workshops and panels, cafe clutches, social events, a merchant's corner, all that kind of fun stuff you expect to see at a festival. I started it because I was going to Randy McCharles' event, When Words Collide, in Calgary, which is fantastic. And so I picked his brain a lot, and he helped me out. He suggested that I do a 1-day event to start. So we did that. It went really well. People loved it. And we started doing the weekend event after that. Now, I think we're in our 5th year now.
Wow.
Yeah, including that 1-day event. And people seem to really love it. So I'm excited.
And so you have a group of people helping you, but you're basically the person behind the Creative Ink, aren't you?
I am. I started it by myself, and then I realized as we went along that I needed some help because it was growing and there's more things to juggle. And so now I have a committee. I believe there's 9 of us, and they're absolutely fantastic. Last year was the first time I had an official committee of people, and what it taught me was that they are very capable and they can take lots of stuff off my hands. So I'm really using them a lot this coming year for 2019 to help get everything organized and not have quite so much on my own plate. And this year we have Kelly Armstrong coming. Speaking of my other story, yeah, she's our guest of honor this year.
So. Oh, that's exciting. So this is in Burnaby?
It is in Burnaby at the Delta Burnaby Hotel.
And is it expensive?
It's not. Our model is, again, after Randy's event in Calgary, it's completely volunteer run. So we're all volunteers that organize it. All the presenters that come, except for our guests of honor, are also all volunteers. So all the we have over 60 presenters this year, and they're all doing it for volunteer. Yep, they come in. If they want to join into the festival, they also get a pass. It's just a fantastic way for us to bring lots of talented people in, but then keep the price low. So it's only $80 for the weekend.
And it's really an exciting vibe, too, because everyone's there for the love of writing and the love of books. I have to say it's a great festival to attend. You also work hard to increase awareness of Down syndrome. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, this came up because I had a son 4 years ago now. We found out when I was pregnant that he would have Down syndrome, which was actually kind of nice to find out ahead of time. So I had lots of time to do research and get connected in the community. There's so many resources out there that I would never have known about. So I had time. So by the time he arrived, I was ready to go. So it kind of is a no-brainer for me to be advocating now, just to make the world a better place for him as he grows up. It's one of those things where you don't know much about it until you're thrown into it, which I have been. There's a lot of work still that needs to be done with awareness, and there's still a lot of old stereotypes out there that we really need to get over and get past. So I don't mind advocating because he's such a cutie and he's amazing.
He is. He's adorable.
Thank you.
Where can we find you and your books and the Creative Ink Festival?
My stuff is all just under my name. So my website is sandrawickham.com. On Facebook, I'm the same, Sandra Wickham. On Twitter, the same, Sandra Wickham. So you can find me there. The Creative Ink Festival is also very simple. The website is creativeinkfestival.com. And on Twitter, we are Creative Ink Fest. And we also have a Facebook group that if you just look on Facebook for the Creative Ink Festival, you'll find our Facebook group.
And it's really friendly.
Yes.
So, oh my goodness, there's so much to cover because you're involved in so many things. Which book do you think will surface first of the 3 books you're working on?
Oh my goodness, I'm not sure, but I kind of hope it's the co-authored one because we've had a lot of fun with this and I've never done a co-authored book or a story or anything before. I thought there would be a lot of pressure on me because I was working with someone else, but it actually worked the other way. I actually felt less pressure because I was like, oh, he can just help me. you know, fix it up later. So I actually had a lot more fun and I felt a lot more easy writing this. And I think it's come out really, really well. We do have a lot of work still to do in the editing process, and we're both new at this. So it's a brand new experience, which has been fabulous because we both have different styles too, which has been amazing.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I'm an outliner. He's a pantser. Yeah, it's been really interesting. So I'm kind of hoping that that's what is, you know, the thing that hits the shelves.
Do you have a title for it yet?
No, we don't right now. Right now we're calling it An Excuse for Whiskey.
Oh, I love it. An Excuse for Whiskey. So it's sort of like a marriage, but a good marriage because you're bringing in different voices. Is the actual writing in one voice though?
No, see, this is what we did. We kind of cheated a little bit in that we do chapter by chapter. So we each have a point of view character and we're each writing that one for a chapter and then we send it back and then the next chapter is the next character. So our own voice can be in each chapter, if I said that right.
Yeah, that makes total sense. Yeah. So you got two points of view and so you can just fly with your own style.
Exactly.
Well, I think that's going to be exciting to see. Well, thank you so much for talking with us today, Sandra. I really appreciate it. And I so admire your work in charity work and also the Creative Ink Festival. You do a lot for other writers, and I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for talking to me and having me on. And thanks for being a part of the Creative Ink Festival. We love having you there. And we'll hope to see you there in the future.
I hope to come back. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
And for my audience, next week I will have Angela Ackerman, the writer of The Emotion Thesaurus, on. So I hope to I hope you'll come and listen to me then. Thank you for listening to our episode today. You can leave me feedback on my podcast website, www.bloodsweatandwords.com, where you can also sign up for my newsletter. I wish you a wonderful day of writing or reading or whatever your passion is. See you between the lines.